Now on the show, we're going to discuss art. Quite an unusual concept for the radio, I'm sure you'll agree, as you can't see any pictures. But there's an exhibition going on at the Espacio Gallery in Bethnal Green this Easter week, culminating on Easter Sunday, so you've still got a few days to go to it. The exhibition is called Hashtag Pentings. That's P-E-N-G-T-I-N-G-S. Probably find out more about that in a bit. Pentings. One of the artists is Michelle Karpus, and she joins us now on Harrow Today. Michelle, how are you doing? You all right?
All right, thanks. Hi.
So, tell us a bit more about what this art exhibition is all about, please, Michelle.
Well, there's seven of us, all female, and we're just trying to present ourselves and show different images of the world and how the world perceives us.
Okay, so could you describe how you got into painting in the first place?
Well, I didn't start out to be an artist. I actually did an English degree and a master's in English. I sort of did art as a little hobby. And then one time during a stay in hospital, I just started doing a bit of art and I really enjoyed it. So then I joined just a local art group in Barnet at Insight School of Art. And before I knew it, I was ended up doing a professional level 4 course and then ended up joining the professional group and go there every Friday.
All right, okay, so it's not doodles then, it's a bit more substantial than that.
No, it just sort of took on a whole world of its own.
Okay, so one thing I want to ask is, the exhibition is called Hashtag Pentings. What does pentings actually mean?
Well, peng, it's quite a modern young person's term, and it means the sort of slang word for gorgeous woman. And ting means thing, so it's sort of like gorgeous woman things, and it's also to play on words because it sounds a bit like paintings.
Okay, so is that's the general theme that's running through all the paintings generally then, is it?
Yeah, there's general theme.
Okay, so could you describe for us now on the radio one of your paintings that you'll see at this exhibition?
One of my paintings, a lot of my paintings are quite surreal and consist of animals and my children. But one I've done quite recently is my daughter Lydia riding a giraffe. Because why not? Why wouldn't you ride a giraffe?
I like that. Why not? I mean, why did you pick a giraffe? Yeah. Was it just the first animal that came to mind? Or tell me, why did you pick a giraffe?
Do you know, I had a friend who went on holiday to South Africa and he just randomly sent me some pictures of some giraffes he saw. And I thought, yeah, that's quite cool. And then I saw a picture of my daughter at a party riding a horse, and the images just sort of crossed over a bit. And I've got some funky apps on my iPad so I can manipulate images and just changed her from riding a horse to riding a giraffe, and the ideas just sort of came from there.
Oh, right, okay. Are there any other animals that feature on your paintings?
Oh, there's quite a lot. There's one with squirrels as well. There's one of my son, and he's actually no animals in this, but he's got a big water gun and he's shooting out planets.
I can imagine doing something like that or thinking that when I was a child, actually. I had one of those big Nerf guns and, like, I don't know,
yeah,
shooting
yeah,
out
exactly
Saturn
what it
or something.
Is. It's a Nerf gun, yeah, and instead of shooting out water, he's shooting out planets, you know, because in my head, that's what all little boys want to do. They want to be big and strong and shooting out anything.
That is very true, yes. And also, I don't know, I keep thinking, when you think of shooting out planets, I think of like Neptune, because it's blue, and obviously you've got the god of the water and stuff like that. So I can kind of see where that comes from, actually, just from thinking about that.
And it really stands out with the colour, because I use the black for the space, and then really colourful planets to make it really stand out.
Okay, so I'm just having a look at your the information it says about you at Pentings, and it says, life can be treacherous and confusing, and Michelle deals with the admin of daily life by escaping to her Michelle in Wonderland place, full of colour and imagination. So it sounds really interesting just from that. But I just wanted, you mentioned about treacherous, life being treacherous. Could you describe what you mean by that?
Well, I just mean things like paying bills or paying mortgages or, you know, sorting out your in-laws, that kind of everyday sort of hassle. It's treacherous. Well, that's why I'm doing my paintings, as a way to remind you that, you know, life hasn't always been all about responsibility, and that you can remind yourself of when you were a child and you're playing games and you're not worrying about money, and remember what it was like to be a child, that innocence and that way where anything is possible.
Okay, so have your children taken up art as a result of seeing your artwork?
Oh yes, especially my daughter. She loves art. I mean, she'll just sit there for hours and draw, and she'll write stories to go with it as well. She's like a mini me. And even my son now, he really, I mean, they've told me that he's very creative and has really good compositions when he does his art at school. And he's always coming home with models. And even on their reports, they always have that they're really good at art.
Okay, so nice. They've got the firm foundations to hopefully go on to, you know, bigger and greater things later.
How much is it my influence and how much is it just in them anyway? Quite an interesting idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, the other idea that comes out from this, obviously, is the name of the exhibition is hashtag Pentings, isn't it? So it's got something to do with social media. And I guess there's a lot of sharing of, like, pictures on social media as well. So it's a good way of getting all of the artwork out there, I guess. So you say that social media, well, it affords us an opportunity to power and reinvent ourselves. Have you found that social media has helped spread the work about the exhibition much more easily?
Oh, definitely. I can't even remember a time without it now, really. Like, all the things on Facebook has allowed me to promote my event. I mean, especially like the concept of all females, so I can go on all, like, the all female art, women's art, anything like that. And also the fact that it's a free event as well, so there's loads of other groups I can promote on because it's a free event in London. And putting it on Instagram is also really, really important because you can just hashtag anything and hopefully lots of other people will see it who wouldn't otherwise seen it.
Okay, do you just want to give us your Instagram address so that people can follow you and kind of keep up with this?
It's Michelle Karpus, MichelleKarpus.
Okay, well, hopefully lots of people will be following that now, Michelle. What do you hope will come from this exhibition? Have you had any interest in others in the art world from what they've seen so far?
The group that I go to on a Friday, we sometimes have an art critic come in, and she's always really, really positive about my work, which is great because it's a real, real confidence boost. And I guess I'm just sort of quite new and emerging, so I'm hoping to get more interest and more experiences and become more well-known the more I get on, the more exhibitions I do and things.
Okay, so, yeah, so hopefully the start of bigger and better things to come then.
Yeah, we're already planning our next exhibition.
Oh, wow.
Another time.
Okay, well,
we're
while this one's...
not actually planning it, just, you know, running it through our heads.
Okay, well, you know, you've got to be thinking about the next big thing and keep that kind of momentum going, I guess. So, Michelle, thank you for coming up on the radio for Radio Harrow today and tell us about your exhibition. If people want to come to it, can you remind us of how we can come and go and see your work at this?
Well, it's called Espacio Gallery and it's 159 Bethnal Green Road. The nearest station is Shoreditch High Street, but it's also quite near Liverpool Street. And I've been telling people that it's near Brick Lane. So come along, bring a friend, go for a curry after. And a friend of mine also informs me that there's lots of good drinking establishments after. So, you know, make a night of it.
There you go. Michelle, thank you very much for being on Harrow today. That's hashtag Pentings, which is happening in Bethnal Green. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, bye.
Bye, Michelle. This is Oasis, some might say. Coming up in a few minutes' time, we have Harrow Heartbeat. Malcolm's here telling us what's going on in Harrow, and James Byers with the What's On Guide as well.